Every 6 hours, the current in the canal changes direction. It sloshes back and forth between Cape Cod Bay and Buzzards Bay, much like two big bathtubs alternately overflowing, and all that water trying to squeeze its way through a narrow trough. At its fullest, the current in the canal can actually reach speeds approaching 5 knots.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yes, and so you see, whether you survive or not depends almost entirely on what the tide is doing. When the tide is turning, then the water in the canal is relatively slack, and it's much easier for a falling body to penetrate. But when it's running at its fullest, it becomes 100% deadly. Then the water is so rigid from the turbulence that it's very much like landing on concrete. Traumatic asphyxiation is what the doctors call it. The force of the impact knocks you out, and you drown. Of course, a man of your grandfather's age and frailty wouldn't have stood much of a chance regardless
you
of what...
You know, I really don't find this too interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I ought to realize that just because I find something interesting, not everyone is going to share the same opinion. I sometimes get accused of having a morbid fascination. But then, morbid fascinations are what police work is all about.